Marcus arrived back later in the afternoon. She tended to forget how large and expansive he was when she had been away from him for a while. In the evening, they went out to dinner at an Indian restaurant in the nearby town, where the waiters obviously knew Marcus well. He ordered what seemed to Grace vast quantities of food, which she nevertheless found herself eating with almost as much gusto as Marcus. The next day was Sunday, and Marcus surprised Grace by announcing that he was going to church.
"It's kind of expected of me by the family. Would you like to come along?"
Grace found herself sitting in a pew next to Marcus behind the family in the almost deserted church, listening to the vicar's sermon about looking after the poor and the sick at heart, then standing to sing the hymns, just as she had when she was a child. Only the vicar was now a woman called Margaret, and not the lugubrious Reverend Pierce who had caught Grace, Tina and Natasha in the South Chapel on more than one occasion after the service, daring each other to look at the skulls on the monument. Marcus did not introduce her to his employers, Sir John and Lady Harper Stamen, after the service. It was strange coming back to the place she had grown up and left behind. Until she had met Marcus again at a party in Camden, she thought she had severed all ties with the place.